And now the game where people who are very good at one thing are asked to try their hand at something else. It's called Not My Job. The WNBA may have played this year in a bubble, but even a bubble could not contain Asia Wilson. She is the league MVP. She's called by some the greatest woman to ever play the game. She's a forward for the Las Vegas Aces. That's one group in Nevada that knows how to count up a score quickly. Asia Wilson, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on an amazing season and your MVP award. That's pretty great.
Yeah, thank you. It was actually a surprise. I was crying my eyes out, and I normally don't, but it was definitely a good point in my season.
So how, I want to ask, you guys in the WNBA, you had your own bubble. It was in Bradenton, Florida, right?
Yeah, we were at IMG Academy, and we were actually on campus with the students as well. So it was kind of like...
No, really?
It was kind of like a bubble, yes. But then at the same time, you know, you have kids going to school and things like that. So it was pretty... It brought me back to college. but at the end of the day, I really miss my puppies. I miss my family and my boyfriend. It was so hard not having them come to the bubble. But yeah, it was definitely just like a different kind of feel. When I got out of the bubble, my boyfriend kind of treated me like I was in prison.
Sure.
It's just like, you know, we're going to Chick-fil-A. You can use the credit card. Like,
Wait a minute. You spent, I don't know how many weeks isolated away from him, and his idea of like a romantic reunion dinner is Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, it was just fun. He knew that's what I wanted so bad. Like, I just missed
sure,
the outdoors.
Sure, I can see that. You've been an elite athlete playing to huge crowds for a very long time, so it must have been really weird to play in front of nobody. Am I right?
Yes, very weird. Actually, it was probably one of the worst things. It didn't really play in my favor because the refs can now hear what you have to say.
So
after I made a bucket, I was like, and one. And then the refs just like, okay, I hear you now. So here we go.
Did they seem shocked that they had no idea? They were like, Asia, have you always been like this?
And it was in like game five. Like it was just like elimination game, like win or go home. So like the stakes are high, emotions flying. And all of a sudden, like I get teed up and I'm just like, excuse me, like that is my paycheck you're taking out of. I'm here for 3 months. You're getting mad at me because I cussed on the court doing something that I'm passionate about. So, yeah, I missed the crowd in that way.
Is that NBA, WNBA, like what other leagues? I've seen them all cuss. The coaches cuss.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm just like, and I thought my parents were, I was like, okay, maybe kids are watching and it kind of heard me say it. But no, my mom was like, what did you say? I was just like, so you guys couldn't hear it.
All right.
Is this sexism? Like, they're
I think
like,
it is. It's insane,
yeah,
man.
Because the boys can cuss, but the girls can't.
Right. Yeah, they Watch pay you speak. A fraction of what they pay the men, yeah. And you're not even allowed to swear about it? Okay, I'm mad.
Yeah, see, that's why I was like, oh, I miss the crowds because that way they don't hear me. But they were all up in our grill.
That's certified nonsense.
That is
You're
ridiculous.
A professional athlete. It's not like you're somebody on an NPR show.
Right? Yeah. Me cussing would be ridiculous. Like, oh, I love the effing news. Like, no, it's unnecessary.
So I always assume whenever I'm lucky enough to talk to somebody at your level that you were always good at basketball. I know your father played ball, right?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say that I was always good. I was the young girl on the end of the bench that uniform was falling off of her. I had to hold my socks up with rubber bands because I was so skinny. And my dad was my coach, so I knew I was not good at basketball when my own father wouldn't play me.
Wait a minute. So you were on a team as a kid, and your father was the coach? Yeah. And he didn't put you in?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like your dad wanted to win, yo.
Right, winning over his daughter. I get it. It helped me because I was like, okay, I got to earn my dad's trust right now.
At least her dad was coaching because my daughter was playing in a league when she was 7, and it was the most entertaining thing in the world because, first of all, they go in the wrong direction. Yeah. They're hugging each other. And one of the best parts was the referee was this blonde lady with a big afro, and she was wearing the referee outfit. And the kid looked at her and goes, why are you dressed like a clown? Because she thought she was a clown.
Technical foul on your kid, I assume. Yeah. I heard this, and I just have to ask you if it's true, that your first name is Asia, A-J-A. Is it true that you were named after the Steely Dan record?
I was. Yeah, that was my dad's favorite song. He would always play it. And he told my mom if he were to ever have a daughter, he would name her Asia. And when I was born, my dad was like, okay, Asia it is.
How does it go? Could you just, I'm not familiar.
up on a hill, they
and then all I know is like, that's how I tell people the song goes. Dampin.
I'm like, oh yeah, you say my name.
Pussing out and dance. Well, Asia Wilson, it is really great to talk to you, but we have in fact invited you here to play a game we're calling.
Please take a number and stand in line.
So you're the MVP, so we were wondering what you might know about the DMV, the office where we are all forced to spend time if we want to drive. Answer two out of three questions correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose in their voicemail. Bill, who is Asia Wilson playing for?
Andrew Dunn of Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
Just before we get into this, do you think of yourself, sometimes athletes say no, as a very competitive person?
Very, yes.
Okay, just thought we'd establish that. Here we go. Here's your first question. A man trying to register his car in New England after moving there from New Mexico ran into some serious resistance at his local DMV. Why? A, they refused to believe that there ever was a car make called Datsun. B, the DMV official said, we don't register cars from foreign countries. Or C, the clerk said, wait a minute, New Mexico? You're Walter White fleeing justice, aren't you? I hate you.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, that they refused to believe there ever was a car called a Datsun.
Yes.
It was actually B. In order to register his car, he says, somebody had to go get a road atlas and show the people that, yes, New Mexico is in fact a state in the United States. All right, oh it's okay. God. You have two more chances.
I love how competitive she is. She just might cuss.
Cuss. It's public radio. They don't ever have to pay for the bleeps. They got a whole bleep account that they've never used. Cuss. Bleep.
Wait a minute. Dulce thinks you have like we have like a box of bleeps somewhere we've never had to use because nobody swears on public radio.
I know the bleeps cost money, but nobody ever cusses on
that's true.
Public radio. Asia, this is your time to shine, friend.
All right. You still have two more chances. You can win this thing. Here is your next question. The DMV is where you go to get vanity plates, which have gotten some people into trouble. Like which of these? A, a California man who got a vanity plate that says null, N-U-L-L, and as a result, he gets sent every ticket when the traffic cop forgets to write in the license number. B, an Illinois woman who has caused 14 accidents with her plate, look behind you. Or C, a Utah man who was caught having an affair when his wife saw his cheatin' heart vanity plate in the parking lot of a motel.
I have to get one of these.
I honestly have never seen anyone worry as much about this as you are right now. You're actually, you're hyperventilating a little. You're sweating.
I am sweating. Okay, can I ask?
There's a reason why she's the MVP, Peter.
Apparently. This is the passion and intensity she brings to every competition. I can see it now.
Oh, God.
Give her A and B again.
Yeah, what's A and B again?
A and B is the California man. He got null, N-U-L-L.
I'm liking the null because every time you put it in, it forgets it because it's null.
Right. You're going to choose that?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. Very good. Yay! You got that one. Yes.
We were all sweating for you. It's like, I'm sweating for you.
This is very exciting. I'm actually palpitating a little. This is very intense. All right, last question.
Okay.
Some of the stereotypes about the DMV apparently have some truth to them, as in which of these cases? A survey at a Michigan DMV office found that 30% of the people there sincerely believe that they had died and gone to hell. B, an investigation by the Chicago Sun-Times showed that all the computers in the Illinois DMV aren't even turned on and employees just pretend to type in things all day. Or C, a state audit found one employee at a California DMV slept on the job for 3 hours a day, every day, for 4 years.
Oh my gosh. C.
Yes! Yes, Asia, that is right! Turns out that woman ended up being paid for 2,200 hours of sleeping.
Look wow.
Honest to God, this was like the most intense competitive event I've been a witness to for years.
I have sweat like we're wow. in my bra. Just like, I'm like, I can't.
Oh God, I'm so happy I got through that.
Bill, how did Asia do in our quiz?
She won with two out of three, and she is our most valuable player.
Yeah! Asia, I gotta ask, you again are an elite athlete. You have been for most of your life. Is this how you always are at competitions, trying to cool yourself down?
Yeah, I really started like overheating. It's crazy.
Asia, when you play like any board games and stuff, you get this worked up at board games and chess and all that?
Oh yeah. Even when I'm playing Uno with my boyfriend, I'm like, the cards are sticking to my hand. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh.
Please tell me you trash talk your boyfriend during games of Uno.
Oh yeah, all the time. Yes.
Asia Wilson is a forward for the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA, and she was the MVP of that league for 2020. She's also the founder of the Asia Wilson Foundation. More information at ajawilsonfoundation.org. Asia Wilson, what an absolute joy to talk to you.
You're a
delight. Thank you so much for being with us. You're the best.
Thank you for having me.